WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care for men. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care? Isn't that all about face masks and bubble baths? Well, hold up a second. Self-care is so much more than that. It's the foundation for your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think of it as the fuel that keeps your engine running smoothly. And let's be real, guys, we live in a world that often tells us to push through, to power through, to never show weakness. But that kind of relentless, go, 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 mentality can lead to burnout, stress, and a whole host of other issues. Think about it, how often do you take the time to truly check in with yourself? To listen to what your body and mind are telling you? Here's the thing, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about prioritizing your own needs so that you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life. At work, with your loved ones, and even just for yourself. So, how do we make self-care a priority? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your limits. Ever felt like you're trying to juggle a million things at once? It's easy to say yes to everything and stretch yourself too thin. But remember, saying no sometimes is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of self-respect. Learn to recognize your limits and prioritize what truly matters. 2. Move your body. We're talking about getting that blood flowing, releasing those endorphins, and feeling good. Exercise doesn't have to mean hitting the gym for hours on end. It could be a quick walk in the park, a dance session in your living room, or even just some stretching. Find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. 3. Fuel your body right. Think of food as fuel, not just something to satisfy cravings. Choose nutrient-rich foods that give your body the energy it needs to thrive. This doesn't mean depriving yourself or becoming obsessed with dieting. It's about making conscious choices and finding a balance that works for you. 4. Get enough sleep. This one is crucial. When you're sleep-deprived, everything feels harder, from focusing at work to handling stress. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid caffeine before bed, and make sure your bedroom is dark, cool, and quiet. 5. Connect with others. We're social creatures, guys. Building genuine connections with friends, family, and even colleagues can have a huge impact on our well-being. Make time for meaningful conversations, share experiences, and offer support to others. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a guy named Mark. He's always putting pressure on himself to be the perfect provider, the strong one who never shows weakness. He works long hours, skips meals, and barely gets any sleep. Sound familiar? Well, Mark eventually starts feeling burned out. He's irritable, his concentration is shot, and he's constantly exhausted. Then, he realizes that something needs to change. He decides to start making small changes. Going for a walk during his lunch break, cooking healthy meals at home, and spending more time with his loved ones. Slowly but surely, Mark starts to feel better. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's even happier in his relationships. See, self-care isn't about being indulgent, it's about being intentional and making choices that support your overall well-being. So remember, guys, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Prioritize your physical health, mental well-being, and emotional needs. Listen to what your body is telling you, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. And that's the masculine power play right there. Taking control of your life, being intentional with your choices, and showing up as your best self every day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, keep crushing it, gentlemen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.